Mishnayis Mesechta Shabbos Perik Yudalad is learned Lilu Nishmas Sarel Kimbas Reb Shneir Zalman Menachem Mendel, who passed away in Achrin Shel Pesach Ha'alofim Tavshin Ayin, and the Mishnayis is learned Lilu Nishmas to benefit her soul B'Terech Shnasa Ha'avelus Tehei Nishmas Tzeruru B'Tzerei Rechaim. Mishnah Aleph Shmoinash in Perik Yudalad in Shabbos Shmoinash Rotzi Ma'amurim B'Teira, the eight insects that the Torah speaks of, Hachoyled, Vahachbor, Vahanoko, Vahakoyach, Vahalto, Hachoymed, Vahatinshomes, Vahatzov. These are the different types of the Shirotzim. Hatzodon, Vahachoyvel, Behen, Chayiv. If one captures them or one wounds them, then he would be liable for a korban chatas. Ushar Shkotzim Uramoshim, but other types of insect besides these eight, Hachoyvel, Behen, Potter, one who wounds them would be exempt. Hatzod, if he captures them litzoyrich because he needs them, then chayiv, then he would be liable. Shaloi litzoyrich, if he captures them for when he doesn't need them, potter, then he would be exempt. Chayiv if shabir shusay, a animal and a bird that's in his rishus. Hatzodon potter, one who captures them is exempt. Vachayvul behem chayiv, and one who wounds them would be liable. Says the Bartanura, Shmoina. And he mentions the choled and the agbor chulu hamenuyim, those that are enumerated in the parshas in the portion which begins with vayhi bayoyim hashmini, and it was in the eighth day. In the parsha we have the eight different types of shirotzim. Hatzodon chayiv, one who would capture them would be liable. Sheyesh biminon nitzod, because in their type, in their kind, there is those that are captured, have to be captured. That's why that's called captured. And one who wounds them would be liable. Because they do have skin. And that is a wound that does not heal. And he'll be liable for mefarik, she told the dosh, for taking apart, which is a derivative of threshing, when you take it apart. So in this case it's mefarik inami, or another possibility is kivan the yesh lahen oir, since they have a skin. Nitzba oir, the skin is being colored bedam, with the blood. Hanitzrar boi, that it's being congealed in it, or collected in it. V'chay mishim tzeveya, and he'll be liable for tzeveya, for coloring. And these are the reasons for those eight insects. But ushar shkotzim urimoshim, but other types of insects and creepy crawly things, kigoyin, for example, teloyim, worms, v'chilzoynes, v'akrabim, and scorpions. Hachayvu behem potter, one who wounds them would be exempt. De'ein lohen oir, because they don't have a skin. Sheloy litzoyrech potter, but if you capture them not for a purpose, they would be exempt. De'ein b'minom nitzot, because their kind is not captured. They're not usually captured. They're not caught. But chayiv oif shaber shusay, if he has an animal or a bird that is in his possession, hatzodon potter. If you go and you capture them, you'd be exempt for capturing on Shabbos, shari nitzudim v'endimei, because they've already been captured and they're ready. So therefore, because they're in Yerushos, v'achayvu behem chayiv, but one who wounds them would be liable, diyash lahem ha'oir, because they do have skin. V'ein achayvil and the one who wounds would not be liable. In all those that the Mishnah says that you're liable for them, he would not be liable, Ella, only in a circumstance, but tzarich ledam, if he has a need for the blood. But if he wounded only to hurt, to damage, then we know the aloch is kol hamakalkel in peturim. All those that ruined are exempt, so that would be exempt as well. Mishnah base. Ein oisim hilmi b'Shabbos. You cannot make on Shabbos lots of salt water so that you should pour it in on vegetables and sauerkraut. Havaloisu asmei ha-melech, but you can make a little bit of salt water. B'tevu ben pita, and then you can dip your bread to eat in it, or v'noisim l'toich hatavshil, he can put in the salt water in the cooking item. Amar Rabbi Yosi said, Rabbi Yosi, v'aloyu heal me. But this is all salt water, bein meruba bein muad, whether it's a little, whether it's a lot, whether it's a lot or little. So just as you're not permitted to make a lot of salt water, you're also not allowed to make a little salt water. And the following are the salt water that you are allowed to make on Shabbos. First you put oil inside the water, and afterwards you pour in the salt, oil l'toich ha-melech, or he should put the oil into the salt, and afterwards you will pour in the water. Says the Bar Tanura, Ein oisin hilmi. Hilmi is meimelech merubim. That's a lot of salt water. Shenoistim l'toich yirokis, that you put inside a vegetable, shekoyf shenoistim l'izkayim, that you soak it in there to preserve them. Aval oisim, but you are permitted to make meimelech ma'otim, a little salt water, kidei letabel behem pitoy, in order to dip your bread into it, or to pour it into the cooking food. Rabbi Yosi says, but it is hilmi whether it's a lot or little. Klemer, he's saying, if the lot is prohibited, so even a little is prohibited. The yamru, because people will say then, a lot of work is prohibited, but a little bit of work is permissible. But rather, they're both prohibited, because he is like working and fixing the food that is placed inside the salt water, because it's time to preserve it. But hamutorim, but the following are permissible. Noisin shemen, if you put oil b'teich hamayim b'tchila, before you put the salt, koyd b'shit namelech, you put oil inside the water. Oy noisin shemen b'tchila teich hamelech, or first you put the oil inside to the salt, koyd b'shit nesamayim, before you place the water. Da shemen ma'akvei, the shemen prevents shem hamelech mis'ar of yofim hamayim, that the salt does not mix well with the water, and it weakens the strength of the salt. But he should not give water and salt to begin with, and afterwards the oil. The that from the time that he places the water and the salt together, he seems like he's working in it and preserving it. The aloch is not like Rabbi Yosi, but only hilmi shemen, only a lot of salt water you can't do, but a little bit you're allowed to do. Mishnah Gimel, ein eichlim ezev yoven b'shabbos, you're not permitted to eat on Shabbos the type of grass which is called ezev yoven. The fish ein emachel beririm, because that's not a food for healthy people. It is only for those who have such a sickness of a worm. Aval oichlu es yezev, but he can eat the type of grass which is called yezev, because healthy people eat that also. V'shoyse abuv roye, and he's allowed to drink this water which is cooked in it, the wood which is called abuv roye, because that is also drank by healthy people. Kol oichlu, all foods that healthy people eat, oichel adam l'refuah, so a person can eat it for a medicine, for healing. V'chol ha-mashkin, and all drinks that healthy people drink, shoysa, so a person who wishes to drink it for a medicine is permitted to drink it, chutz mimei dekolim, with the exception, the water from the well, which is in between the palm trees in Israel, that you're not allowed to drink if he intends for a healing. Kois ikrim, to drink a cup of water which in them you cook the roots of several types of grass, you're also not allowed to, mipnei shein liroika, because that is a medicine to those who have but one is permitted to drink water from the well which is in between these palm trees if he needs it, not for a healing, but he is thirsty. He can also smear oil which in them was cooked roots of spices for fragrance if he is anointing it not as a medicine. Says the Bar Tanura, we can't eat a zuvin. That is, I mean, Ezev, says the Bar Tanura, it's a type of an Ezev, a grass, shegodol ben hakoitzim, that grows amongst the thorns, umeimis hataloyim shebim mayayin, and it kills the worms that are in the intestines. And the reason we can't eat it, the Mishnah says, she'enu maichel brim, it's not a food for the healthy. Umukha milsa, the Bar Tanura says, it is obvious from this, this points to the fact that lefu achilei, that he's eating it for healing. But also la'echle b'Shabbos, and on Shabbos is prohibited to eat something which is identified as a refuah, as a healing. Gizera, because we worry shema yishchik samemonim, he might come to grind spices, the havi tulda, the toichen, that would be a derivative of the av melocha, the main job of toichen, of grinding. So to distance oneself from that possibility, one is not permitted to eat things that are for a refuah. Aval oichel hu es yezer, but one can eat the ezer, that's the harbe oichlin oisom, that many eat it kshembrin while they're healthy. Yezer is puliyo blaz, that gets rid of the worms that are in the liver. You can drink, also he says, you can drink abuvroya. Abuvroya, that's a eitz shegodol yichidi, that's a tree that grows individually. Ve'ein lo anofim, it has no branches. Ve'koyrin oisu ba'arvi, and in Arabic it's called atzal, ra'i. That is good. One who was hurt because he drank water that was open. So he says that kol oichlim oichel adam lerefua, that kol davar, any item, says the Bar Tanura, shu oichel, that is a food, v'abrin oichlin oisoy, and the healthy people eat it. Yochel adam laochlei b'Shabbos, a person can eat it on Shabbos. Afal pishum eskaven lerefua, although his intention is to use it as a medicine. Chutz mimei dekolim, with the exception of the mei dekolim, water of mimini dekolim, from the different kinds of palm. Shohoyu b'Eretz Yisrael, that were in Eretz Yisrael. Ubeinayim, and between these palms was mayin. There was a well of water, shashoy semem koisirishain, one who drinks the first cup, marpazevel shebimeyov, that heals the dirt that's in his intestines, the leftover, the garbage that's in his intestines. The kois sheni, and the second cup, meshalshil, helps the person go to the bathroom. The kois shlishi, and the third cup, menakez b'neim ayin, that cleans the intestines. Ad sha'odom meitziyam tzululim, kiderach shechnis, until a person takes them out, they come out of the person clear as he brought them in. And the kois shel ikorin, he says, the kois ikorin loichim sraf ilon, they take the sap of a tree, shekodim loy ba'arvi zog alexandri, it's called zog alexandri, va'aisav shekodim loy azbach chalasadur, and a grass that is called azbach chalasadur, which means pirush aisav shel simcha, it's a grass of joy. V'karkoim and karkoim v'koichin oisom, and you grind it together v'noisnin esaforon b'yayin, and you place the grounded up, the dust, the grounded up in wine. V'isha zova shetishta mehem, a woman who's a zova with the flow, if she drinks from them gimul koises, three cups, tedape, will become healed. So he says mipnei shehein liyuroko, because they are made for a yiruka, bale chayli hanikro yarkin. These are sick people that are called yarkin. Im yishte mehem, if he drinks from them, yirape mechayla yirokin, he will be healed from the sickness of the yirokin. Avol yishoyer okar veloy yoled, but he remains childless, cannot bear any children, veloy yoled, cannot give birth. That's why it's called the cup of ikorin. So that he cannot drink if it's for the medicine, but if he's drinking it litsamoy, because he's thirsty, he's not sick, then he can drink it. Now it doesn't explain to here, then I see the Bar Tanura explanation why if people drink it, normal people drink it also with smoy, so it's not obvious that it's for refuah. Why should this be different than all the other things that you're allowed to drink it and use it or eat it, even though it's meant for refuah if people drink it? But here it says Neshehen liyuroka, but it also seems that you can just drink it with smoyim. It doesn't, but the Batnur doesn't explain why. We have to look it up. Mishnah Dalit. Achoshish bishinov, one who has pain in his teeth. Lo yigma behem achoimetz, he should not sift vinegar. Avo metabel hu kidarka, but he is permitted to dip the bread in vinegar and eat as he does normally. Im nisrape nisrape, if he heals from the pain of the teeth, he is healed, and that's okay. But you can't go ahead and drink it directly. Achoshish b'mosnov, one who has pain in his hips, lo yosuch yayin v'chomitz, he's not permitted to smear with wine or with vinegar. Avosochu es hashemen, but with oil he's permitted to smear. Veloy shemen varad, but not with oil of the varad, the fragrant oil, that he's not allowed to, because that's an expensive kind of oil, so people will realize that it is for a healing. B'nei melochim, but children of the king, sochim shemel varad amakiseim, they are permitted to smear these varad oil on their oil. It's from shekein darkon losu mechoil, because in the weekday, even without a wound, they do smear with this oil, so people will not say that they're doing it for a healing. Rav Shimon, Amen. Rav Shimon says, "Av kol Yisrael b'nei lochim hein." All Jews have the status as sons of kings, and they're permitted to smear with this oil, rose oil, oil made out of roses, on Shabbos, even though it is for a healing, because everybody uses it all the time too. Says the Bar Tanura, lo yigma asachoimetz, if he has a toothache, he should not swallow the vinegar of the yifloit and spit it out. The mukha milso, because that will matter, will be obvious lirfu, that he's doing it for a healing. The imigameya ubeleya, however, if he swallows it, and if he puts it in his mouth and he swallows it, shapirdom, that'll be okay. Lo yosu ben yain mechoimetz, if he has a pain in his hips, you should not smear wine or vinegar. The ain odom soch mehen el lirfua, because the only time it's used is for a healing, and it's obvious, so that's for a healing, so you can't do it on Shabbos. Aval loy shemen vered, other oil, yeah, but also not rose oil. If you should dom of yikorim, because it is an expensive, the money to buy this vered oil is expensive. Umukhamilso de lirfua ko'avid, and the matter is obvious that he's doing it as a healing. Shekein darkon losuch, he says that the bnei melachim, it's okay because they are accustomed to do that below makkah, even without a wound, because they are sons of kings, so they can spend this kind of money, and that's why by them it's not muchach that it is for refuah. Rav Shimon Aymer, Rav Shimon says, but even by all yidn are bnei melachim, but bein halacha kerabbi Shimon, that the ordinary people cannot smear the Shemen Verad for a healing. This completes Perek Yudalid of Masechta Shabbos.